NBA Courtside
Podcast.
Big G. All right, Garrett, got a new year, got some old players going to some new places. So why don't we go ahead and get into some not-so-late breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yeah, it's been a long hiatus there, but we're finally back.
Yeah.
Due to some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, yes, of course.
We've been delayed by several weeks here, but
yeah.
We have made it back. It is a new year. Time to talk some basketball.
Well, time to talk about Bynum. What is he going to do? He's acquired by Chicago from Cleveland, and Cleveland gets Luol Deng, and Chicago also gets 3 future draft picks in this trade.
Is it time to talk about Bynum? Because, quite frankly, I'm kind of tired about talking about Andrew Bynum and his ridiculous haircuts.
Mm-hmm. No. A wah bomb a loo bomb a bomb bam boo. He's
wah bomb a loo bomb a bomb bomb.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti?
Yeah. He's good to go. But I'm going to have to say, maybe if, like I said before, I think if he goes to Miami, if he goes to a team like that that's not going to play him, it's just going to use him for the playoffs, then no need to worry about picking him up.
Well, the real question is he still ramping it up, and how long? Well, it's a two-part question, really. Is he ramping it up, and
yes,
how long does it take to ramp it up?
I don't think he likes basketball in general. He's a two-time champion.
He might be in the wrong profession, then.
He loves bowling. I know he really likes bowling. I know that he likes listening to loud music in the driveway and getting in legal disputes with his neighbors in Los Angeles.
Disputes is not a word.
Disputes. Disputes.
I don't think he's fantasy relevant until, you know, further notice. He has to actually start playing again for that.
What teams do you think are in the market for an Andrew Bynum?
Oh, who knows, man. Indiana
Pacers.
A really minimal contract, and, he's not going to wow anybody. So
Indiana Pacers have been rumored to. You don't think of – what about your Houston Rockets?
If
you guys get a power forward for a Sheik and you still need that backup center – putting in Bynum, 2 years ago, Bynum and Dwight Howard were the two best centers in the league.
Yeah, well, you can't really expect Bynum to give you that
give me 10
production.
Minutes.
Yeah, but he can't even do that. He doesn't even play. So
he has.
Let me follow that up by saying, I guess we're going right into the Rockets corner again.
Houston Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team.
But let me follow it up by saying, I guess I would be okay, like you said, if we got a power forward for Ashik, and then, you got me saying Ashik now.
The freak.
It's Ashik, but anyways, if that were to happen, I would be okay with an Andrew Bynum if you could actually play being a backup center to Dwight Howard. He's another big body, and, you know, what team couldn't use that backup minutes, so. But fantasy-wise, he's not going to have any relevance for the remainder of the year, and I'm tired of talking about him.
You're tired of talking about Andrew Bynum.
Talk about the relevant piece of this trade.
Is Luol Deng. Well, Luol Deng isn't playing to the best of his abilities right now. His Achilles is not 100%, to be honest with you. He hasn't been logging a whole lot of minutes for Cleveland. They got a lot of young, up-and-coming small forwards over there.
If healthy, I think it could be beneficial fantasy-wise for him. I mean, playing with Kyrie, actually working with a decent point guard who draws a lot of attention.
He just got to figure out how to play with somebody that talent, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he should be able to figure it out pretty quickly. He played with Derrick Rose for a while, so I think Luol Deng will be fine. But
if you're
right now, if you're a little dang owner, you're just more worried about his Achilles tendon than anything.
You're not going anywhere. You're still going to continue to hold on to him at this point and see how everything pans out, or at least I would.
Well, enough with the breaking news. Why don't we go ahead and get into some breaking bones into the injury report.
Down, Chuck. He's not getting up. He's had the stingers that have gone through his body. He had just a glazed look in his eyes as he lay there on the floor.
But it's like a boxer who got hit, staggering, and had no balance, was obviously woozy. And John Ludwig Jr. is really hurt.
Well, broken bones, there definitely seems to be a lot of those lately.
Broken bones?
All over the place, right?
Mm, yes.
Who's got the most recent broken bone?
Well, Brooke Lopez, that wasn't too recent, but he's out for the season.
Yeah, it's worth a mention. We've been away for a while. So.
Yeah. Al Horford also out for the season. Paul Millsap owners rejoice. In Brooklyn,
Paul Millsap against the Rockets, Rockets corners, segue, knocking down three-pointers. I mean, just beasting all game long.
He's definitely put that three-point arsenal into his game. Fantasy owners, Paul Millsap, are rejoicing in Al Horford's demise. Al Horford's a good guy. I don't root for anybody to go down, but, That's fantasy, man.
Yeah, I've been experiencing that all year long as well, so,
Yes, you have a few players on the injury list, as per usual.
I've had Kobe Bryant on my team all year long. I drafted him. I've been very stubborn. I'm not going to let go. I'm waiting for a fantasy playoff return. Hopefully he can help me there. I'm still in the upper echelon of the league, so I get that extra push there at the end, I'll be okay with that.
It looks like Kobe Bryant could return to the lineup at the end of the month. Around January 28th is the targeted date for Bryant to be back.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I monitor the status regularly, and also along with him, Steve Nash has had the same return date set. So
yes, all right, and Rajon Rondo possibly coming back before the All-Star break, denying that he's going to be back as soon as the 19th of January.
Well, Rajon, he'll give you a little boost. I mean, I'm sure he's scooped up in all leagues by now and anticipation.
Rajon Rondo and Kobe Bryant are in the same class of, drafted late in the draft, and you knew going in that they were coming back from injuries, and you're just hoping on the fact that they're both gutty guys, Those guys played through injuries. Rajon Rondo, you remember that time we broke his arm or whatever in the playoffs, or hyperextended his elbow versus Miami. Yeah. When Dwayne Wade broke Rajon Rondo's elbow, do you remember that?
Get caught in between a screen or something like that. Yeah. He was running through.
Yeah. It was Wade. It was Wade, I believe. But yeah, those guys are gutsy guys, and Bryant did come back, played a few games, and then you got to clean up the knee a little bit there. So, unfortunately, we'll see how it goes with those two. Not breaking bones, but more of a football injury. Nikola Vucevic?
Vucevic, I think, is the correct pronunciation there.
All right. I'll go with your pronunciation. Football injury for Nikola. He was sent home from the road trip Thursday, recovering from a concussion he suffered on Monday of last week and could miss the next three games.
It must have been a pretty severe concussion, I guess. It happened on Monday, could miss at least three more games. That's talking about being out a week or a week and a half with a concussion. You see these football players get concussions and come back, the next game within a week, full contact sports, so... I guess they're just being cautious.
It helps when you're hopped up on amphetamines and stuff like that, and you're a football player, and let's be honest, then they're downing deer skin oil and whatever's going on.
Then they need to get some of that shit in them. Step their game up.
Wasn't Turkey Glue? He did Turkey Glue. Wasn't he suspended for steroid use?
It doesn't. I think you're right, but man, it doesn't look like he.
He was taking the wrong kind, temporarily, for
recovery purposes or something like that.
Yeah. Or maybe he used the women's pheromones or what have you to kind of mask what he was taking, and he took too much.
Yeah, you gotta get that deer antler spray, man.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The deer antler spray. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, what player next on our injury report needs some deer antler spray?
Well, I think it's gonna be Russell Westbrook. Another big name on this list. It seems like that's the trend. He underwent another surgery on his right knee. It's been his third in the last 9 months. Still trying to repair that meniscus, I guess.
I picked up Reggie Jackson when I heard this news, and I had drafted Reggie Jackson, and I had dropped him.
I think we had talked about Reggie Jackson on our last podcast as one of the potential leads there. He didn't pan out too well.
No, it's weird because it's almost like a coach over there in OKC. Man, I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Scotty Skiles?
Scotty Skiles. Scott Brooks in Oklahoma City does not want to play Reggie Jackson more than 30 minutes. He's like capping him off at like 28, 25. He's not letting him explore the space. You know what I mean?
Well, and I can't say that I necessarily disagree with that, although...
Yes! Because he's playing the fish! He's playing tilapia! Yeah. The same minutes!
And that's what you
Derek
that's what
Fisher.
Doing there. You look at Reggie Jackson, and he's a nice player, don't get me wrong.
I'd rather Reggie Jackson play over Derek Fisher every day of my life.
Fantasy-wise, you would, of course.
No, reality-wise.
But look, he's a nice player. Basketball. He's a nice player, but he's not going to get, like, 35, 40 minutes a game. I can kind of agree with that. A split-minute type situation.
With Derek Fisher.
Yes, with Derek Fisher being, you know, I'm not a Derek Fisher fan, but, you know, he's a solid shooter. He's got, you know, some NBA smarts. He's been around. He's a leader. I would probably do the same thing in the end, to be honest with you.
I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore.
I hate D-Fish just as much as the next person, but seriously.
You just said, like, the most nicest things I've ever heard come out of your mouth about Derek Fisher.
Well, I'm not too big on Reggie Jackson. He's not a distributor, like a run-offense type point guard, and you need some more of that.
I mean, I think, you know, he's late for work a couple times. I might have to write him up.
Yeah, well, I think you've already written him up and gone beyond that.
I let him go. I rehired him.
You didn't let him go. He was fired. Fucking fired. You know? So that's how it goes on this show. Have you forgotten?
Yeah, you don't let people go. You fucking
fire. He shit the bed.
Yeah, and then I let him go.
You're dropping F's and S's all over the place. You know?
I'm sorry.
No, that was me. That's
Well, enough about me owning Reggie Jackson. Probably fire him by the end of the podcast. Another big name on the injury report. This just happened earlier in the week. Following successful knee surgery, Eric Bledsoe could be back this season, recovering and rehabilitating from his torn meniscus. So, Eric Bledsoe, you know, I guess that's good news because after he had sat out, they thought that it was just, you know, some knee inflammation. He needed to work it out. They did an MRI. They realized that he had some meniscus issues. They went in, they operate, and he could have been out for the rest of the season. So the fact that he's not is a good thing. Would you hold on to Bledsoe at this point? Maybe if you're in the deepest of leagues?
Yeah, in the deepest of leagues, maybe. But, I mean, I doubt it, dude. Torn meniscus is, you know, nothing to scoff at. And
he's been starting with Goran Dragic at the two. They've been really fun, entertaining duo to watch. I mean, Phoenix Suns is just... they're a fun team with Bledsoe. I mean, it makes me sad, like, because I watch a lot of Phoenix Suns basketball on the NBA League Pass. NBA League Pass. You know, holler at me on Twitter, so I'll give you my sign-in. I don't care,
yeah,
man.
I mean,
yeah. Go ahead and find me, Carlos_GARZA11.
Man,
I will hook it up.
Got to drop in that Twitter reference real quick.
Boom. Yes, it's been dropped. But speaking of dropped, I think that in most standard leagues, Eric Bledsoe is being dropped and probably picked up for guys like Gerald Green. A guy that's on the mend sooner than later is Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who could return as soon as Tuesday against the Knicks from a broken hand. This is good news if you own MKG. Are you an MKG owner in any leagues, Gary?
I am not. No, sir.
Fair enough. Me neither. I usually try and stay away from, like, the really, really bad teams, especially with new coaches. I don't know what the rotation is going to be. The Bobcats, one of those teams. There's a couple of gems on there, like Al Jefferson, and MKG is definitely viable. But this is good news, so look forward to that possible Tuesday return for MKG.
I mean, I'm assuming that, I mean, he's got a broken hand. It's his non-shooting hand. I mean, is he going to be okay to play? I mean, how's it going to affect him? That's something I would be concerned with.
I don't know, man. He's a young guy. And
I don't care how young you are, playing with a broken hand, offhand or not, shooting hand or not, it still can be beneficial to you in any sort of way.
Coming from a person who's broken their shooting hand, it doesn't really affect it that, it didn't affect me that much, but I had a plate with some screws in there.
Well, that's just because you're, Haas, the NBA players can't come back, but Coach Carlos can.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I'm gonna agree with you on that note. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into a couple of Pelican players. I know you own Tyreke Evans, so this might be good news for you. Jrue Holiday is going to miss approximately 1 month with a stress fracture in his right tibia.
That's it seems like it would be good news. I've read several updates saying how that could be a real big boost to Tyreke Evans's worth there, but he's hurt as well. He's day to day with an ankle, missed a couple games. So Brian Roberts is getting a lot of run there, but his shot selection has been really bad, and it really has not been looking worth a pickup just as of yet. So
maybe in the deepest of leagues.
Yeah, maybe for the next several games till Tyreke is back. Maybe give him a look, but hopefully Tyreke owners such as myself will see him on the rise when he comes back from the ankle injury there.
Well, I own Ryan Anderson. And this Pelican's flying days are over for the foreseeable future. He got knocked down. It was a weird. I watched the video breakdown of him getting injured because I just wanted to see what happened. What would necessitate such an injury that he needed to be carted off? With the neck brace and what have you.
Well, I mean, you don't mess with, spine injuries.
Yeah,
That's something serious. Yeah. So.
And it was weird. It looked like he just got knocked back. Like, I don't know if they were it looked like they were inbounding the ball and he was fighting through a pick or something. I mean, it just looked like he bumped heads with another player. Very odd, but he could miss the remainder of the season, which is a crushing blow to my fantasy team. And he's got a herniated disc in his neck. There hasn't been a timetable for his return. Jumping off of the Ryan Anderson train, hopefully he gets better sooner than later. I don't know, would you hold on to Ryan Anderson at this point?
Well, you'd have to until you get like a final diagnosis. What's it going to be? Just as far as we know right now, there's no timetable. So once you can get a timetable and...
He could miss the entire season.
And it is, yeah, so...
Neck stuff. I'm not a doctor.
I just haven't seen anything definitive enough to say that.
I dropped him. He's done. I had to let him go. Sorry.
Maybe that's just me. But
maybe that's just me. I had to let him go.
I might have as well. He was on my team.
Okay, well, a guy that you can't seem to let go that is on your team, Mark Gasol.
Well, there's no real reason why I should let him go.
No.
It's been a long wait, but, like I said, I'm still competitive, and he's coming back. It's not going to be too long. He was my second overall pick, former defensive player, or reigning defensive player of the year.
Okay. So what's going on with Mark Gasol?
He underwent another MRI Friday, and he's been cleared for some light work on the court. It's going to be another couple weeks at least, it looks like.
That's good news, I guess. I mean, were you expecting?
It's progress.
Right?
It's progress.
Just another couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're being really cautious with it. He never tore anything. It was just like a severe sprain. So, let it recover. No real reason to rush him back.
Okay. All right. So, Mark Gasol, looking like you'll be back in a couple weeks. That's good news. Well, I think that's about to wrap it up for our injury report. Why don't we go ahead and see who's getting fired?
I don't care, Bob. You're fired. You're fired! Clean out your locker at the club, Bob. You're fucking fired!
All right, Garrett, who's leading the top of the drop list this week?
Well, as usual, you have the injured players atop the drop list. Right. Your Jrue Holidays, Eric Bledsoes. We talked about one earlier. I guess we'll lead it up with Reggie Jackson.
Mm.
Hot prospect there when
he's
Westbrook
on my team.
Went down. Yeah,
he's on my team right
oh,
now.
Oh, you still have him? I thought you had dropped him.
I'll probably drop him right now. Go ahead. Tell me, why should I drop Reggie Jackson?
We talked about it. Them splitting the minutes. He's only getting 20-something minutes a game. Really not producing bad shot selection. Not as good as everyone thought it was going to be.
He's really underperforming. I am going to have to let him go. I will drop him right now as I speak. Yeah, Reggie Jackson.
See, that's live drop on the Fantasy Podcast. Yeah. That's not the first time, though. I believe I've done this several times. I never mean to, but it just happens.
Yeah, so he's getting dropped.
He's fired.
Fucking fired. Reggie Jackson was successfully.
He's wow. sex?
Was successfully dropped from Flying Elbows. Okay, good. That's the confirmation I needed.
Oh, well, I guess not everyone knows that Flying Elbows happens to be the name of your fantasy team in this particular league that we're in.
Yes, this is true. It's a picture of Macho Man Randy Savage spinning a ball on his finger. Well, the basketball's probably superimposed.
So,
nonetheless.
So, is he, I guess he's atop the drop list this week here.
Reggie Jackson
on the show, yeah.
Yeah, well, can you tell me the horrendous line that he had that had everybody sprinting to the to their team on their cell phones, just punching in Yahoo Fantasy Leagues?
Well, he only scored 2 points on 1 of 8 shooting and threw in 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 turnovers, 2 quarters worth of play. So
who was that against?
Against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that's a formidable opponent there.
Everyone knows that the Bucks are the most feared team in the East.
Yeah, so Reggie Jackson, you are fired. Can we move on to the next player on the fired list? That's a player that I don't think we've talked about yet. That's Antic. His first name, Pero. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Pero Antic.
Okay.
I saw him play the other night, really, for the most I've ever seen him play when the Rockets, of course.
Yeah.
Not so good. Well, he's got a little bit of something, but
The thing is that he can get you some moderate rebounding, and he won't get you too many blocks, but he can knock down the three-point shot, and he shoots at least 4 or 5 three-pointers a game the past 10 games at least. I mean, he's chunking up 4, 1 game, 6, 5, 5, 6. I mean, he's shooting a lot of money balls, so you like to get, in those deeper leagues where you're just kind of fishing for stats.
Yeah, and now that, you're looking at it here, he does take some three-pointers. I mean, attempting 4, 5, 6 three-pointers a game in some of these games. To get that out of your center, especially in a deeper league, I can see that being worth an ad for sure.
Yeah, but he is being dropped because apparently he is injured and nobody wants an injured player on their fantasy team in leagues because he's dealing with back spasms. And back spasms is something that you can't really put a timetable on when they're going to return. It could be a week, it could be a couple weeks.
Plus, he's a 31-year-old rookie center.
Hey, man.
I mean, come on.
Every 31-year-old
rookie, yeah.
That's awesome.
That is kind of cool, but, I mean, you got back spasms, 31-year-old, finally getting some minutes. Already having back spasms, so I don't think that bodes well for him.
Yeah, once Al Horford went down, Pero Antic's stock went up. Well,
I guess who's going to benefit from that absence is, I mean, Mike Scott looked pretty good against the Houston Rockets. I mean, I was impressed, and I'm not sure if he'd be worth like a fantasy look or a fantasy ad, but he's definitely going to get a little more run over there, it looks like.
Speculative ad or put a little flag next to his
maybe
name.
So, yeah. Put him on the watch list. There you go.
You know, just watching. Just kind of voyeur over here. Binoculars. Don't mind me. Who's next on the list? You got Martell Webster.
Yeah, he's another one of those hot ads and had some good games there for a little bit. But he's been cooling off for some time.
The combination of Bradley Beal and Trevor Ariza being healthy is going to hurt Martell Webster's fantasy production.
And everybody knew that. When he was the hot ad, they were like, you ride it while it's
because he's playing over 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and now that he's back to
if you picked him up for some momentary stat production, that time is over now.
Time is over.
Yes, it's time to drop him.
Time has just begun
for Martell Webster.
No, it's done. Yes. Close the door.
Well, LP Killis 13 hasn't realized that.
Shout out to Chuck. My boy Chuck. My boy Blue. Another Atlanta player that is also being cut in quite a few, over 1,000 Yahoo leagues. That is Damari Carroll. I don't know. I guess Paul Millsap is just consuming every shot over there, and Lou Williams is missing every shot. Here's a point I think I want to make as I'm looking at this drop list, because I've recently dropped an Atlanta Hawk player as well, and that's Lou Williams. He was just chucking up bricks. I watched the games. He was getting the looks. He wasn't getting a whole ton of minutes, but he could not hit the side of the basket. I mean, he was literally throwing up air balls.
Well, now that Horford's gone, you know, everybody's looking to all these other players to get production. Who's going to benefit?
So Lou Williams got dropped by me earlier in the week. Now people are dropping Pero Antic because, you know, he's dealing with back spasms and he's actually 46. He just shaved his head to say that, you know, he's actually, like, when his hair grows in, it's, like, all the way receding. And
he's actually
really,
46?
He's 46 years old.
He's 31.
He's, like, a Norwegian, right?
No, he's from Yugoslavia.
Oh, well, then obviously he's on steroids.
I believe it's Yugoslavia.
Or a cyborg. All he does is he was created to shoot threes. That's it. But he's getting dropped. Lou Williams is getting dropped. Who else from the Atlanta Hawks is getting dropped? Anybody else on this list? Even Damari Carroll is a speculative ad most nights. I mean, you can't really, you know, you can't count on any one of these players to be consistent.
Well, they're still trying to find, I guess, a team identity or somebody to, you know, to really take over the burden of the scoring, but nobody's really stepped up. It's just kind of...
It's just been Teague and Millsap.
It's Millsap, yeah. It's consistent production there. Yeah.
Proud owner of Millsap. Shout out. We talked about
Larry Sanders. Is he? He's on the drop list there.
He's at the bottom of the drop list, is he?
No, he's up here.
Well, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's look at Larry Sanders' box scores, shall we? Let's take a look at the numbers, jump into it.
He got ejected in the last game.
Oh, so everybody's like, I don't like players on my team that get ejected. They're not worth owning.
Well, look at his production the last, like, 3 or 4 games. It's been awful.
He's got 1 point, 5 points, 7 points.
Yeah, 23 minutes, 1 point. I mean, come on.
So Larry Sanders against Oklahoma City was ejected. I did not see that. I'm going to have to check the video. All right, let's talk about Cleveland. As they acquired Luol Deng from Chicago, people are realizing that C.J. Miles' production is just not going to be the same.
People realize that C.J. Miles has been in the NBA for, like, how long now?
I don't know.
Like, 20 years?
No. Not 20 years. That's crazy. There's definitely older players than old CJ.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like he's been around, and it seems like he's been on a ton of different teams, and he's never like a big impact player. He's just kind of just there.
CJ Miles, he
had 9 years of NBA experience.
He's a consummate professional. Do you agree with dropping C.J. Miles, or would you hold on to C.J. Miles knowing that Luol Deng is dealing with an Achilles injury?
I wouldn't hold on to C.J. Miles just because he doesn't get many minutes. He's a bench player. I'm not really looking to him to, you know, lead my fantasy team.
The Cavaliers have been getting blown out something ridiculous. He might be getting a lot of burn these next few games just because they can't seem to put it together. I mean,
he's a 20 minutes a game type of player throughout his career. You can't really hope to get too much production.
Well, what has he been doing the past week? Got 30 minutes against Philly. You got 14 points, 17 points, 34 points Indy, 34 points against Philly on the 7th. Looking at CJ Miles past 3 or 4 or 5 games, you know, you might want to hold on to him just to see what he's going to do, especially if you're in a deeper league and you're having to rely on a CJ Miles.
Yeah, he can get you some point production. Other than that, he's not going to really night-to-night fill it up in other stat categories. But I don't know, man. It feels like he has those stretches there where, you know, somebody gets injured or, you know, he has a chance to play. And he plays well, but then he always ends up back on the bench.
Yeah. I want to wrap up the drop list with a player that you currently own. That is everybody's favorite shoe-tying basketball antic, Mr. J.R. Smith. Why is he still on your team?
Just basically because I haven't seen anybody on the waiver wire
that would warrant that.
At this point, you know, I mean, it probably would be beneficial just to pick somebody up, but I don't want any of these players that are available right now. I'm doing okay, and I'm waiting for a couple of my injuries to come back, and we'll see how it goes. You know, don't question. I'll be in the championship again, just like last year.
Fair enough. I remember, let's see, no, there's nobody that we want to talk about, so why don't we go ahead and get into the leads.
You got leads. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
All right, well, top of the leads on our leads list is none other than Chris Kardashian Humphries. What do you think about that?
Kardashian, man, he's...
Ex-Kardashian, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's been doing pretty good. If you're looking for, you know, a solid, you know, 10 rebounds a night type guy, really up those rebounds, you know, maybe get some points in there as a bonus, maybe a couple blocks now and again, might be worth a look.
And he also shoots fairly well from the free throw line, which is good. His field goal percentage is usually over 50%. Which is good. I mean, that's what you hope for out of a big man. He's been getting some decent run of late.
Getting a boost of minutes for sure. Averaging, you know, usually in the 20s or so. Now he looks like he's up in the 30s.
Yeah, so he had a little 3-game stretch here where he's been over 30 minutes a game. And they've still lost 3 straight games. They've been a few close games there, honestly. You lose by 3 points against the Clippers. You lose by 2 against Golden State, and you lose by 8 against Portland. So, I mean, maybe he's playing the crunch minutes. I haven't watched the tape, but this might be a nice trend that you might want to get on if you're looking to pick somebody up.
It just hurts, right, to say that you have Chris Humphries on your team. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, why do I? It's hard to convince yourself of that for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Another player that's being picked up is Randy Foy. I find that puzzling. Is Ty Lawson injured for some reason? I don't see why Randy Foy would be so serviceable.
Randy Foy has had some pretty consistent production, it looks like. He doesn't get, you know, like crazy games or anything, but the last 3 games he's averaging over 20 a game, you know, throwing in 4 or 5 rebounds, get you some assists, you know, and good percentage too.
I'm a Wilson Chandler owner. So he's been dealing with some hip issues, and maybe Randy Foy's been getting a boost in minutes with the, you know, he's missed the past 3 games or so. That being said, I could see how he might be getting added in a lot of leagues, but I'd probably stay away from him.
Well, I mean, in the last 7 games, he's averaging, it looks like, 32 minutes a game or so. I mean, he's really getting some run, so putting up some numbers. Will it last?
I don't know. You got you got Danilo Gallinari coming back. You also got Wilson Chandler coming back from his hip injury. So I don't think that's going to stand there for very long.
Well, he's a hot lead apparently. He's owned in 48% of Yahoo standard leagues now. So
all right. So I don't agree in picking up Randy Foy for the long haul. He's a good plug and play player if you want in your daily leagues or if you're in head to head leagues where you can do a lot of moves.
Well, I think this is one of the rare times where I am going to agree with you. I would stay away from him. I mean, it's Randy Foy.
Yeah. For the long haul, stay away from him. For the short term, pick him up, plug him, play him, and then, you know, get as much as you can out of him while these other guys are mending and then get rid of him. Jared Sullinger,
Another Celtic here. We got Chris Humphreys and Jared Sullinger top of the list.
Okay. So maybe a new coach over there in Boston is giving the young guys some run.
He's gotten a boost in minutes the last two games. Same deal with Humphreys, I guess. Averaging around 10 rebounds a game in the last several starts. So, I mean, which one to add?
It's interesting because with Sullinger, you're getting less blocks than you are with Chris Humphreys. But with Sullinger, you're getting more threes, but you're getting, I don't think you're getting as many minutes as Humphreys either.
So, gun to your head, which one are you, which Boston Celtic are you adding to your team?
I would probably go Humphreys just because I've seen him do it before. Just based off of the past, I know that he's capable of withstanding like long periods of time of being fantasy relevant and being productive and being able to withstand his fantasy value if given the playing time. Now, if he's not given the playing time, then there's no need to really hold on to somebody who's not getting the burn, because if you're not getting the burn, you're not going to earn. And, where are we going to go? You're getting fired.
And Sullinger as well has apparently got foul troubles, getting a lot of fouls a game, has fouled out of several games as well. So it's something to be concerned with.
One of our old Houston favorites, Patrick Patterson, getting some playing time over in Toronto.
The Rockets corner has really been lacking on this episode.
Did we not talk about any Rockets?
No Rockets were on the injury report or the ads.
Patrick Beverley still mending from a hand injury, is he not?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be quite some time still. It's going to be 3 to 4 weeks at least until he comes back.
Boom, there you go. Drop the music in there.
But that's it for the Rockets corner?
That's my team, man. I don't know. You guys are playing
that's
pretty good.
That's my team.
No, that's your team.
Yeah, well, we're playing pretty good and pretty bad at the same time. The model of inconsistency that we are, we hang with all the good teams, can beat some of the best in the NBA, but then you mess around and lose to some terrible teams along the way. Lost to the Hawks. I guess they're not terrible, but we've also lost twice to the Kings.
Boogie Cousins is good.
But he's good, but we don't need to be losing twice to the Kings, and at home. One of them was at home.
Rudy Gay is underrated.
Can't do that. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a nice bunch over there. Isaiah Thomas.
Rockets are playoff bound, but I'm not so sure about their durability in the playoffs.
I love referencing the Godfather, Bill Simmons. He's saying that the Rockets are one of those like one move away teams. The Rockets and the Clippers. They're just like, you guys got to make one move to put you guys over the hump.
But I almost think that we really don't even need to do that, because Chandler Parsons is that third good player, man. When he's been out, he's been injured. Someone we didn't mention on the injury report, but he's been injured, and that's really been affecting our team. I mean, he is the glue of the Rockets team. Who else is gonna fill that void? Between James Harden and Dwight Howard, you're not going to get it done throughout the course of the game.
Speaking about the leads, and while we're in the Rockets' corner, why don't we go ahead and talk about Terrence Jones, who is pretty much next on our ads list, and he is the power forward that is filling the void as of late.
See, I jumped the gun. We would have made it to the Rockets' corner eventually, I jumped the gun. And then you tried to end the Rockets' corner. You remember you summed it up, and you're like, there you go, boom, Rockets' corner. But now I've pushed you back in.
Yes, we're back in the corner. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Terrence Jones, the bump kicker himself.
Hey, man!
He has been putting up some pretty nice nights. If you added him and you just held on to him because he had a couple of bad nights there, he's been getting the minutes. He's been getting the production. Can you dial up his data for me
with
real quick?
With the exception of, a couple kind of duds in there, it seems like he has one game where he'll do a little bit.
Wow.
And then the next game, he'll put up a huge stat line.
Okay, wait. So let's look at this trend. This is amazing, because we're looking at his box score. Can you pull it down a little bit for me so I can get a little bit better?
Yeah, it's an average game followed by a great game, followed by an average game, followed by a great game.
Okay, so on the 11th, he has a double-double, 19-17. Then the game before that, he has 6-8. Then a double-double, then 6-9. 12-11, double-double, and then 2-9. Yeah, that's He is a roller coaster of a fantasy player.
But the good thing is that you look at this box score, and for the last, like, you know, it looks like 15 games or so, he's got to be averaging around 30 minutes a game. He's getting the run. He's young and athletic, and he's got a lot of upside.
So if you are a Terrence Jones owner, you just got to take the good with the bad and the ugly.
I mean, while Omar Asik is still, you know, doing whatever it is that he's doing because he's not playing for the Houston Rockets.
Icing up his giant parts?
Yeah. Terrence Jones is benefiting from that for sure. We need him to play well to be successful.
But what Simmons is saying is you guys are one move away. You just need to get it to be a little bit deeper. If you're not going to get anything from Asik and he wants out, you got to move him out by the trade deadline. And there's suitors, you got to capitalize on that. You know, who would you like? What are you thinking? Like,
and also, do you think it hurts his trade value, Asik? That is, that he's not playing at all. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Teams can't see.
It looks like a team cancer.
Can't see him out there playing. Yeah, exactly. It's not good. I feel like his value.
It's a horrible
his
situation.
His value is depreciating from here on out until he gets moved.
But I mean, look, he's healed. He's well rested. You know, he's healthy. He's saying he's dealing with thigh contusion.
Yeah, he really is a double-double machine.
Or whatever he wants to say.
You know, he's in double-digit rebounds every game. You know, if he's getting starter minutes, that's for sure.
I know you're thinking about the glory days of him making free throws against Oklahoma City in the playoffs last year, and we stopped and watched him shoot free throws for what seemed like a half hour.
Right.
and you can't move on, but I think you got to get rid of Asik and see what you guys can find. Jumping out of the
this is the end.
Houston Rockets.
The end of the Houston Rockets corner.
Yes.
Until
next time, folks. Until next time. Let's talk about a recent ad. Let's talk about J.J. Redick. There's a sure thing over there. I know that we failed to mention the Chris Paul injury in the injury report. So Chris Paul is going to be out until at least the All-Star break with a hurt shoulder. So
I don't know how we missed that one.
I know, right?
That's
are you kidding me?
That's the biggest one of them all. I mean, Chris Paul, what? Seriously? We're going to do a whole injury report and not mention that one time.
That's amazing. But I'm glad that I conjured it up. It was in the back files there. Pulled it up real quick. And that's why J.J. Redick owners are capitalizing on his absence. He just had one game back. It was in a blowout win against the L.A. Lakers. So he probably got some good burn there. 23 minutes, 19 points in 23 minutes.
Yeah, he put up 19 points in 23 minutes.
You know, but what I like to see, what I like about J.J. Redick is he's a consummate professional. He knows how to play offense. He's always active. He reminds me of like a white Reggie Miller. I'm not saying that he's long like him or he can, you know, but he's just running around picks. He's looking to get the ball. 1-2 dribble step shoot. I mean, if you give him any kind of space, he's firing it up.
And
to shoot like 50% for a shooting guard is great.
And see, to hear that now is good because a lot of people, when he came out of college, were saying that there's no way he was going to be successful in the NBA because he couldn't create his own shot. But we've seen now that he can. You give him any space at all, you know, he can get off that shot and he can make it. He's a good NBA player.
And
really
he's not afraid to take it to the basket either. You know what? This is one of those things where you come in, there's a lot of doubters, you work hard, you keep at it. And he's just one of those guys where when I'm facing the Clippers, when my team's facing the Clippers, I just don't like seeing him with the ball because I'm afraid bad things are going to happen against my team.
But J.J. Redick's been getting added a lot recently over like the last week or so because he's, you know, he's been about
rumor,
to return.
Rumor
so
to return, yeah.
He's already owned in like, you know, most leagues by now. So.
Yeah, before he was even returned, yeah. Another hot ad off the waiver wire. I've seen him in a couple of games. That's Iman Shumpert. I think he may be one of those kind of up and down players. We'll have a good couple games and then he'll sprinkle in a dud or two.
You know he's going to get the minutes up, but based solely upon his defense because that's what he's there for. And any stats he really gets for them is just a really nice bonus. So, you know, it's hard to depend on a player like that for fantasy production in my eyes.
Well, he can do a lot of stealing, so he's a thief. He'll get you a lot of those stats.
And his three-point shooting has been improved this year. It really has. I've seen...
He had knocked down 6 three-pointers against... Houston and San Antonio, yes, doing a little Texas two-step.
I remember
two-step.
It well, and that's why...
A little Texas two-step that, yeah. From the three-point line, just kind of, you know, sidestep, shoot it up real quick. I mean, he was playing well.
But he was a hot ad, you know, last week, and then, you know, he had a couple duds, like you said, you know, he's known to do here and there, and then got dropped, and now he's getting added again. So.
Yeah, it's one of those things where... I think it's if you need three-pointers and you need steals, he can get you some of those, you know, categories that are hard to achieve in both the same player.
And then, yeah, that's always good to have players like that.
Another player who can do a little bit of everything, fellow Houston native, well-known fact, Gerald Green, reigns from Doby High School of Houston, Texas, right down the street, right down the good old Beltway there near the Casa. Gerald Green repping for his city, blowing out cupcakes and dunk contests, and he's also putting together a decent line for the Phoenix Suns. They've been staying pretty competitive in most of their games. They haven't been on a terrible winning streak, but Gerald Green can knock down some three-pointers, get some rebounds here and there. I'd like to see him get some more assists, but with Eric Bledsoe out with... recovering from knee surgery, which looks like could be for the foreseeable future until later updated, I'd say add Gerald Green. I went to go try to add Gerald Green. He wasn't available.
He's already been picked up in our league. Yes, it's true. I'm not that high on him, but he can get you some solid production. I can definitely see his worth there, especially when he's been getting minutes, which he's been getting plenty of lately. I really haven't seen too much of him, I guess it is. I haven't seen too much Phoenix Suns basketball.
You got to plug in the league pass, man.
Yeah.
You got to plug it in. Speaking of the Phoenix Suns, let's talk about good old Channing Frye also getting added in over 1,000 Yahoo leagues. It's the fact that he's getting a little bit more burn. He usually gets at least over 20 minutes.
Yeah, but for a power forward center, I mean, he really is not too strong a rebounder, you know?
Yeah, although he can get you a couple blocks here and there on a given night, he can also get you a steal from time to time, maybe like a steal and a half on average. Yeah, you're right. You would like to see more rebounds from him, but when you're picking up a player like Channing Frye, you're not picking him up for his rebounds. You're picking him up for his ability to get you a few blocks. And get you
those,
a few threes.
Those threes from the power forward center slot.
Yeah,
yeah. It's true, but...
It's that killer combo that you can't get, especially off the waiver wire. You're usually just picking for one particular category.
You have to be cautious with those types of moves, though, because you need to get rebounding out of your power forward center position, you know. You can't always afford to sacrifice that for, you know, other specialty categories as well.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's other... rebounders on your squad. You're not depending on waiver wire pickups.
You're right, though. Channing Frye can get you some of those production from the hard to get categories. But you know, the rebounding hurts. You play 30 plus minutes and you get 3 rebounds. It's hard to
Why don't we talk about this guy that I can't say his name? I'm going to try from Milwaukee. The
take
young
your time.
Freak,
take your time.
Greek freak. Is he Greek?
I don't
think so. His name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. No? Giannis Antetokounmpo? Antetokounmpo. No? Is that close?
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Okay.
Hi, Milwaukee. I'm Giannis Antetokounmpo. Can you say my name?
Antetokounmpo. Got it.
He is from Athens, Greece.
Yes. So, the Greek freak, I guess he got added... based on maybe some blocks, the fact that he can knock down a three-pointer here and there.
He's only 19 years old.
Yeah, so maybe they're thinking, I think when you add a player like this, maybe you're in like, you got some bench space, and you're thinking down the line, Milwaukee Bucks is not playing for anything at all. They're going to have to give the rookies some playing time at the end of the year. And this kid, in the minutes that he's been given, is a freak, you know? So maybe that's why you add him. But when I look at the numbers, I'm not really impressed. You play 24 minutes, you only get 2 points, 5 rebounds against Golden State.
But, I mean, that's when he had a run there where he didn't have quite as many minutes. It looks like, you know, he was getting like 20, 30-plus minutes a game and then, kind of wavered there for 3 or 4 games. And then when he came back and got 30-plus minutes again, he ended up with 13 points, 11 boards, 5 assists, you know, a couple steals, a couple blocks.
So everybody's adding it just off of this good game against Oklahoma City?
Well, he's a pretty all-around athletic, 2-3 combo. He can get you a little bit of everything, it looks like, except for three-pointers.
I want to be selfish. I want to talk about some players that I've also added off the waiver wire. Next on the list, Mike Dunleavy. He's a great white hope off the waiver wire. I'm hoping that he's going to blow up since Lou Aldang is gone. Derrick Rose isn't shooting the ball anymore. He's injured for the rest of the season. I mean,
old reliable Mike Dunleavy, right? You know,
he can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he gets in there and he can fill it up, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got me 17 points, 1 3-pointer against Charlotte. I would hope for more of that. Only 1 turnover. You know, he's not a big turnover machine. He usually shoots well from the free throw line. His field goal percentage is usually fairly well. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know why I'm talking so well about Mike Dunleavy. I'm really going to watch him closely, and if he doesn't play well, I'm probably going to have to let him go.
So Darren Collison would be the next person on this ad list. Okay. Do you think he's worth an ad? In the meantime, while Chris Paul's out, do you think his production is going to be solid enough for a fantasy world?
Yeah, I would think so, because you got Chris Paul out. I rushed back and picked Jamal Crawford up because I think Darren Collison was already taken. You look at the minutes. He's getting over 30 minutes for a while now. He's a good player. You remember when Darren Collison took over for Chris Paul in New Orleans a couple years ago as a rookie, and he was a fantasy beast.
Yeah, and even before Chris Paul went down, you know, he was still averaging 20 something minutes a game and putting up pretty decent numbers during those minutes. Now that he's gotten the increase, it looks like there's a lot of upside. You know, getting you 5-plus rebounds and assists along with, 15 to 20 points a game, that's pretty valuable.
What's interesting is that all these games have been laughable. They killed the Lakers. They beat the Boston Celtics. They smoked Orlando. I mean, they beat San Antonio. Or, I'm sorry, they lost to San Antonio. My apologies. Yeah, Darren Collison is a professional. I tried to go pick him up. He just wasn't available. I can't believe I'm about to say it. He's usually on the injured list, but I'm about to talk about Amari Stoudemire as being a possible ad. You got to give me the numbers in the last couple of days because I don't see how that could be conceivable. So in case anybody realized Amari Stoudemire has woken up and he is getting over 20 minutes the past 4 games.
I mean, you look at the production that he's getting out of his low minutes, you know, his 23, 24 minutes a game.
To get 21 points in 22 minutes is pretty good. He did not miss from the free throw line against Philadelphia, although he did not have any blocks, only had 1 steal and also, only 5 rebounds.
I mean, but the game before that, he threw up a double-double, against Miami, 14-11. In only 27 minutes, so who knows if he's going to get some more time or not, if he's going to be able to continue to put up numbers like that, but my bets are against him.
Well, look, you look at the past games and you look at the minute increase, they've been on a winning streak, and Amari Stoudemire is getting more playing time. I think this is a winning situation, but let's also factor in the fact that Tyson Chandler is dealing with a respiratory infection, a.k.a. the common cold, and we'll be back shortly.
The latest in ranking update?
Yeah. So Tyson Chandler's probably going to be coming back sooner than later, and I don't know if Amari Stoudemire is going to be getting as much burn with Tyson being out there.
Oh, I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot of options out there. There are a lot of hot pickups. I'm pretty sure that one of these needs to be on my team. That's in J.R. Smith. Get fired.
I'm gonna wrap it up. The last ad on our longest ad list ever
is. It seems like it, right?
Trevor Ariza from Washington.
We've been just itching to talk basketball, I guess, because it's been a while since we made a podcast that actually made it out there.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You are correct. Yes, that made it out there. You are correct.
All right. Who's before I've interrupted you now?
Trevor Ariza.
Please continue, Trevor Ariza.
Yes. Why in the world would anybody add Trevor Ariza? I asked this question. Trevor Ariza has been getting some more playing time. He logged 45 minutes against Houston, his old team, and he put up an astounding 23-14 with 2 assists, 5 steals to go along with 3 three-pointers. I mean, 45 minutes. Did you guys go into overtime in that game?
Well, I've seen a lot of...
That wasn't an overtime game, right?
No overtime game.
So he played every minute except for 3 minutes against Houston. Like, he was telling the coach, I'm not sitting down.
We had, like, a 25-point lead at one point, and they came all the way back and, like, got it to within, like, 5 or something like that. We almost blew it. But, yeah, they had a good run there, and Trevor Ariza was going off, man. We know that... I've seen a lot of Trevor Ariza basketball, so I know that... he can be a stat stuffer when he plays well. You know, he really can fill up the sheets. So, I don't know. I mean, I definitely add him to my team. He's owned in the league right now that I'm in, so I can't do that. But I would add him. He's got my seal of approval.
Seal of approval, stamped, lock it in, Trevor Ariza. I also seal the approval on Trevor Ariza, lock it in. Yes?
Double stamped?
Yes.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp?
No. No quitsies, double stampies.
No erases.
No erases. Something like that, yeah. I think that's going to do it for the podcast. Shout out to all the fans on the Facebooks and the Twitters. Look for us on the Facebook page. We'll be tying in the blog, NBAFantasyPodcast.com. Looks for NBA Fantasy Podcast on Facebook. And until next time, folks, don't forget to set your lineups.
One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago on Headland and the Low. What's the starter? Something good. Where me and my drove the martyr through the hood. Just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling. Watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumentals. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 locked on your head to Decatur. Writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light. Light off in that spot. Knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall clubs. Give must stop like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's. And that's a 1-2
dope in the Cadillac, the cops with the plague is about putting the cypher on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Fuck that plaguing, they paying. We staying laying vocals, vocals done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry. Outcast, yeah, them they making big noise. Over a million sold to this day. Take it like they 96. Gonna be that year that all y'all plaguers hit us to buy me. Around this year, your mama and your cubs too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cubs too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger. Looking to fill me belly with that rallies. Pushed off like it was supposed to be pulled. For the dick I was stone like them white boys. When them white girls before them got chrome. Chunky, chunky, passes getting thrown like Hail Marys. And they looking like Halle Berry. So, so fine, intertwined. But we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit, the villain. And I'm so high, so freeze. Me, Lil B, Reek, Moan, and Suge. And my little brother, James. Things changing the hood where I live at. Them rats know, mama, I want to sing. But mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm sucking now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tony, Tony, Tony. Yeah, yeah. Like this East Point and we gone.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac.
me from school? No, not really, but it kept smiling like a clown. Facial expression looking silly, and it kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid, I know y'all got buku buku from all these songs that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me. To the end of the week, I live by the beat like you live check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gon' stop, so we just gon' continue.
You, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling out the flip on hoes, coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on roads, coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too.